Welcome back to the Longleaf Podcast. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th, and we're coming to you from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. Today's topic may not be the sexiest in the world, but it goes to show you exactly how politics can affect your business and your day-to-day life. Of course, we're talking about Charlotte and Mecklenburg County and how personality conflicts between the two elected boards could be stalling progress on critical land use policy.
Senate will come to order. Sergeant Arms will close the doors. Members and will go to their seats.
Today we're talking about Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. Since the 1980s, the city and the county have been working to consolidate their services and streamline what they offer for their taxpayers. They've already consolidated a lot of their parks, their police, and now they're talking again about consolidating more of their building services. And to talk about this, we're bringing on the principal of CLT Public Relations. Thanks so much for taking some time to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for having me.
Great. So you were at a fascinating meeting the other day, from what I take it. Can you give the listeners a brief explanation of what exactly is on the table at this point in terms of consolidation between Mecklenburg County and Charlotte?
Sure. On Monday, the Charlotte City Council had their transportation and planning committee meeting, and there was an update, and the topic of consolidation came up. And let me just give you a spoiler alert right now. It's not going to happen. It's pretty much where we're going to get to. But it was all around development services, and the city provides development services. We primarily know them in the rezoning process, and the county also provides development services. We know them primarily in the permitting process. And so one does the vertical and the other does the horizontal. And there's been talk over the years of combining those processes all into one process under one government entity. And so that conversation came up at the end of a presentation because the city is coming out with a brand new one-stop service for their development service department.
Right. I understand the county has also been working on a one-stop shop. So I guess this will make two one-stop shops. So I guess you're stuck with two stops.
So, yeah, that's kind of the irony here in the situation. The county a couple years ago consolidated all of its development services into their Louisa building, the old Charlotte Law building there on Suttle Avenue. And they have a one-stop shop. And so there had been talk trying to figure out back in about 2015. There was a big report that came out called the Gartner Report. If you recall back in 2014, we got a brand new mayor. We had a brand new chair of the county commission. And both of those guys at their state of the city and county address talked about difficult place to do business with. And they wanted to address that. So they got this Gartner Report and it came out. And the very first point came in is that you guys are confusing because people don't know what the county does and don't know what the city does. You need to consolidate it all into one aspect. And that started this debate of actually who was going to get the services. Was the city going to house it or was the county going to house it? And so it kind of all fell apart. And so fast forward 4 years, bring us to today. We have a brand new bunch of city council people. We have a brand new bunch of county commission people, but people are still working towards this Gartner report. And then the topic came back up of how are we going to consolidate the services?
Yeah, and I remember I was talking with Tracy Dodson, who leads economic development for the city, and she highlighted some of this work in terms of making it easier for developers to understand where to go as a top priority for bringing in new business and generating more economic development. But it sounds like to me that you said earlier on the program that this wasn't going to happen. Is that because of turf wars, turf battles, or is there a more meaningful policy reason not to move toward consolidation here?
So Ed Driggs, Councilman Driggs, at the meeting said he recalled the 2015 conversations and he'd used the word turf war. He said, this is not easy. It's really difficult. Braxton, Councilman Winston played his role where he was kind of pushing this forward. And he was like, hey, if our goal is ultimately consolidation, what's our plan and how are we going to get there? And the city kind of came back and said, well, first we need to clean up our house and organize our house before we have a conversation with the county. But again, the county has a one stop. The city has a one stop. It doesn't look like that they're going to combine or co-locate. But the point that Councilman Winston was making was actually pretty fair. He was saying that developers, people in the city, even this report was all talking about having a consolidated co-location, one true one stop is what the customers and what the citizens really want. What is our plan to get there? And there really isn't a plan to move it forward. It really is a plan of one stop with the city, get in your car, drive to the county, and one stop with the county. So putting those pieces together is really, really difficult. And it's not just the turf war, but you also have to consider there's the other town they're going to play in that decision.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. You know, on this issue in particular, it may only really pertain to developers, and I'm sure the development community is following this closely. But it also brings up some of the larger questions that we've been talking about for 20, 30, 40 years in terms of consolidation of City of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County issues. Do you see a path forward to more consolidation of services without talking about political consolidation? Or does it seem like, you know, when you've got two elected bodies in the works, it's going to make kind of playing nicely together more difficult?
So at the presentation, Allison Craig, who is the deputy planning director, was asked the question about consolidation straight up from Councilman Winston. And her response back was, that's a political decision. So you can tell that the city is not operating in that realm at all. They kicked that all the way back to being a political decision. So they're not even operating and looking at that. You also look at the fact that if you take that room and the conversation is happening, the county isn't even participating in those meetings, those conversations. So not that they're not talking, they are talking, but they're really not talking about true consolidation. And because of it, it really comes down to the political aspects of it. You have Charlotte, and then you have Mecklenburg, and then you have the other towns, and then somebody has to give up something. And so back when we did the consolidation before in the city around the 80s, the city gave up something, the county gave up something. They both kind of traded, but now you're looking at where only one group's going to take the entire enchilada, and that's a regulatory issue, and there's fees, and there's staff. So there's going to be someone who's going to be perceived as the loser in that, and that's really where the conversation starts to get sticky.
Yeah, now I can imagine. And it even seems like the city and county are drifting farther apart just over the past couple of years, at least politically. I mean, I'm thinking back to last year, for decades, the city of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County had an agreement where Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department would patrol some of the unincorporated areas of Mecklenburg County, and the county decided to go in the opposite direction, decided to not renew that contract. And that was the latest example I can think of kind of a dust up between city and county. But do you have any insight on why they can't seem to get along?
You know, it's funny. I go to a lot of meetings. I monitor a lot of meetings with the city and the county, and I'll be in one meeting and I'm like, you know, I don't know if the county is aware of this. And I'll be in another meeting. I'm like, has anyone talked to the city about this? You know, they work in the same building, but sometimes it feels like the elevators don't go to the same floors. So there really is a big siloed effect between the two groups. And I think what it comes down to is not just the turf war aspect, but you also have the governmental relation piece of it. There's been a rocky history in the past. If you actually even look at the talks that broke down over the Memorial Stadium and just has that rocky past of who's going to do what, you just kind of see that they just don't really fundamentally get along a lot. And I think that comes into it. Then you throw Huntersville and Mint Hill and Matthews into the mix. And then it becomes, if you do true consolidation, then you're looking at a political consolidation. And then where are you going to be with the county commission, the city council, who's gonna have all the power? The interesting thing, though, is on the political aspect, right now, there isn't a single person elected that lives in one of the smaller towns or the outside towns. There's someone that's from the incorporated part of the county, but there's actually no one representing another town. So it may actually be the political window for true consolidation if the elected officials would sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I mean, you look at Nashville and Davidson County in Tennessee, and I guess they consolidated years ago, a long time ago at this point, and they moved to a system where they had a 40-member legislative body. So I'd imagine that's a good way to get people involved and elected from from those small towns, from those smaller areas, maybe something worth looking into, but it just feels like a long shot based on the folks that are currently elected. I can't think of any serious talk about consolidation since, I want to say, 2011, 2012. Then Mayor Anthony Fox talked about it a little bit, but nobody has really truly championed it since then that I've heard. Have you heard any different?
Not really. It comes down to the biggest question is, who's going to be the person in power? Will it be the mayor, or will it be the chair of the county commission? And in the future consolidation, who's going to give that up? And so each one of them sees their position as more powerful than the other. And so it's really hard for them to have the individual conversation. And then if you look at the fact that we're a management style of government, you're looking at eliminating two managers, multiple managers. How many managers would we need? What would the relationship with the management be? How would the structure of that be? Because that will end up playing into it differently. And as these towns grow bigger, you just see less interest of those guys actually wanting to participate with the city and more participate in a regional piece. You see the northern towns working a lot more together as a group than you do seeing the county kind of working together as a whole.
Yeah, and honestly, I see deconsolidation as a more likely scenario than consolidation. You know, there's always talk about Ballantyne becoming its own town, of the town of Providence. And, you know, when anything has to go through the General Assembly, they may have a little bit more inclination toward letting that happen. Any thoughts on whether deconsolidation may be more likely?
You know, that's a good point, because you look at the school system. Right now, the conversation has been around larger may not necessarily be better. And there's a lot of talk about at the school system in Charlotte now that those talks are taking place on the outskirts of town, on the outskirts of the county. But again, that's a deconsolidation piece where you're talking about splitting things up. I think that's probably more likely what's going to happen in the current scenario than a consolidation. But in reality, I don't see anyone kind of getting together to figure out how they're working together, either to consolidate or deconsolidate at this point.
Well, for anyone who's interested in learning more about this land development policy proposal, where can they learn more?
Yeah, so I got a whole bunch of notes on the meeting. You can go to my website, which is cltpr.com, and check out the newsletter site. And then you can get a good rundown of what the city is looking to do in its land development process. And you can see the actual comments from the city councilmen that they made and their ideas in consolidation.
Great. Again, thanks so much, Brian, with CLT Public Relations. You can check out his website at cltpr.com, and hope to have you back on the show soon.
Great. Appreciate the work you're doing there with Longleaf Politics. Keep it up.
Some in his favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate stands adjourned.